This is Biggie, and you're listening to the best of the New Day, Feel the Power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day. Feel the power. Harmonize one at one point.
We do.
We need to break down the song.
Yeah.
I'm not, but
You suggested it.
You did.
So I don't know how to do it. All right.
That's okay. So you start then, and we'll go off you.
No, I can't start.
You can't
start.
No. You got to start. I'm not musically inclined.
But that's the thing. If you start, then we are musically inclined, so we can find what notes we need to sing.
Okay. All right. I'm nervous though.
It's okay. You know what? Step out of your circle. Step out of your comfort zone. Go ahead.
Feel the power. I don't know.
I
gotta hold it? Okay.
Yeah, right. So just say one note. So power.
Power. And then stop. You told me to keep going before?
Yeah, the mic's cutting out. Sorry, I didn't realize it was
okay.
Hey, one more time.
So keep going.
Here we go.
Yeah, just hold it.
Hold it.
Power.
Is that it?
I don't know. The mic cut out, I think.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I am Xavier Woods.
I'm Big E.
I am Kofi Kingston.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
We had an idea of what we were going to do today, and then we had a conversation before we started, and that completely changed everything. We had a very heated debate about the Rocky movies and the ranking and the importance of them, and that led us to a story that Kofi has, which I'll let you go ahead and tell the people.
Yes. So we were talking about the importance of the Rocky movie, and I was talking about how one time we had a SmackDown show, and me and my family and I, we stayed in Philadelphia after the show because we have some family there and we spent some time with them. And as a means of killing some time, we said, hey, let's go over to the Rocky stairs and run the stairs. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Yeah, let's do that. But my kids, like I've mentioned several times, don't really watch a whole lot of TV, let alone Rocky. So they didn't know what the significance of the stairs was. So on the way over there, I pulled up on YouTube, just kind of like who Rocky was and the scene where he's running through the town of Philadelphia and he ends up running up the stairs and he, you know, yo, Andrea, at the top of the stairs, you know? And I'm trying to show my son this important pivotal scene in Americana, in American cinema. And my wife is getting like mad at me. She's like, oh, you should just let him go and just let him enjoy the stairs. I said, babe, How can he enjoy the Rocky stares if he doesn't know who Rocky is? He sees a statue over here of a man hold a boxer with some gloves and he's holding his hands up and everybody's lined up taking pictures of him. He doesn't know why. So I'm trying to give him a Cliff Notes version as to why we're celebrating this wonderful man, this wonderful movie. You know, the significance of these stairs, why people come from all over the world to see this monument. And she's getting heated at me for trying to educate the boy. So I actually have my wife here, you know, because I didn't want to just tell one side of the story. There's two sides to every story. And I still to this day don't understand like why she was so mad. So babe, if you will, that's your cue.
Why are your eyes are all big?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, here we're trying go. To squeeze into
we're
a
trying to squeeze into a chair.
A one person chair.
I will say I've heard you speak many times and I've never heard your voice in that grovelly masculine way that he tried to. I felt like it was a very unfair impression.
Once.
Make
he
no
said,
mistake
he said
about
when she gets angry, she gets some bass in her voice.
Yeah, she gets see, and you guys don't know that side of her when she gets angry. She gets angry at me quite a bit. And when she gets angry, the angrier she gets, like the lower her voice gets. That's the way I hear it anyway. And she's like, oh, don't let the chair down. Just let him enjoy the stairs. Just let him enjoy the stairs, you know? Uh-huh. You know, and she's like yelling at me and her voice is getting lower and lower. So now I'm like, oh man, she's really mad. She's getting like really, really low with some bass in her voice. So anyway, we got the whole family here sitting on the couch for people on this one person chair for people who can't see. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a chance to explain yourself. If there was, maybe there was a valid reason why you didn't want our precious, precious, lovely, beautiful children to know about one of the greatest heroes in all of American cinema.
Well, on that note, I feel a little bit put on the spot, but I was in the middle of making lunch, but I'll interrupt that to come on the podcast. No, we were in Philadelphia, like Kofi said, and my thing is letting the kids enjoy wherever they're at, kind of wherever they're at. So we were going to the stairs and I think Kai was just excited to go because it was something he hadn't done before. We hadn't been there before. We've been there only once. Yeah. And so anyways, we got there and Kofi pulls out his phone to show him about the stairs. And I was a little mad because
like, your voice is very low. You're very mad.
Oh, okay. My voice is very low. Just mainly because I feel like when they're in an experience, I want them to just experience it as they are. And it set an expectation for the experience. And he had never seen the movie. Kai was only about 3 at the time. So
3, 2, 4.
He wasn't going to see the movie at age 3. and so when we got to the stairs, and my point was proven, because when we got to the stairs, Kai and all of his gusto and glory and wanting to be a high achiever, he tried to do the stairs the way Rocky did because he had seen it. Because Kofi showed him, and he got about, what, a third of the way up?
Yeah.
A third of the way up, completely gassed out, and burst into tears.
Wow. It's a hard lesson. It's a hard lesson.
And, mm-hmm. and he was so upset because he saw Rocky do it. Because of my lovely Kofi here.
It's not as easy as Mr. Balboa makes it look.
You know? No, it's and not. Especially when you're 3.
The earlier, the better that you learn that. Because, you know? A lot of times kids will watch stuff on TV and they'll think that they can just go out and do it, you know? And kudos for trying. You know, hey, Kai, I'm glad that you tried, you know? I always want you to try new things, you know? Don't I say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Like your body?
Yeah, yeah.
No, like try to eat your body. Actually.
Try to eat your body? Yeah. Well, if that's something that you want to try.
Where's he going?
You no, eat it. Your...
What was it?
Your shoes.
My shoes? My what? My strings. Ah, he's talking about my hoodie. So my he'll eat the strings on my hoodie.
He'll eat them.
He'll try to put them in his mouth and eat them. I don't want you to try that. I don't want you to try that. But yeah, you know, you look, my whole thing is that, especially with Rocky, and being at the stairs, like, know where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Like, that way you understand. And granted, I guess he hadn't seen the full movie, so he probably couldn't really appreciate the journey that Rocky was taking there. Maybe you were right.
Maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. this is marriage. It's called compromise. You understand?
I'll take it.
Be careful what you say on air, because when the cameras shut off, I will still have to, you know, I'll still have to do it. You know? It'll be, oh, you guys are a real fun podcast, guy. You said all that stuff on, her voice gets deep. Oh, I get. And then the cameras shut off. Why did you say that about me? I can't believe you said that about me on air. Now you got a whole world on this new day pod is going to think I have an angry voice. You know? That's exactly how it'll sound.
Exactly like that. Oh. Yep.
So we have experiences with Rocky. I said earlier, based like 2/3 of my life off of Rocky character, Apollo Creed, greatest character of anything ever. We are bringing on a man who has been a part of the podcast for months now. He came into WWE. He came from the gaming world and said, you know what? I'm going to try my hand at something else. What am I going to do with me? What am I going to do with me? That doesn't mean anything.
I was too, but
I can't let that slide. I can't let me mess up and not call myself on it like Phil Hendry, you know? This man is Dan Reichert.
Hello. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, Dan?
That's my podcast voice. How are you?
Yes.
I was supposed to come in like that.
I don't normally talk like that. I don't know why I'm doing that now.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, fellas. I'm here on the podcast.
Like a news anchor on the first day.
Pleasure to be here, guys.
So the reason that we wanted you on is because you immediately started going into ranking the Rocky movies. You've got Rocky paraphernalia all around your house. So can you tell us why this conversation even started?
Well, yeah, because we were waiting for you, for one, and Kofi was there.
Oh, I'm sorry that it says come into the call from 2:50 to 3 o'clock, and I've got up, down, down videos to shoot with other people, a.k.a. got an episode with Keith Lee, and you want to say that I'm not on time when I was actually early?
No. I'm not judging you. You weren't late. Yeah. You weren't late champion. At all. You were within the window that we said. I was just saying, objectively, we were waiting for you, and I noticed that Kofi has a shirt on, and Kofi has a variety of excellent shirts that I compliment him on, some Altered Beast shirts, some Mortal Kombat shirts. And now I see him with a Rocky shirt. It says Rocky and Apollo and Clever and Drago. And my Rocky brain goes off like, oh, okay. Anytime Rocky enters my brain, I have to talk about it. I'm surrounded by Rocky paraphernalia all the time. I think about Rocky every single day. And so we were in the middle. I do. You don't think about Rocky every day? What kind of Rocky fan are you?
Clearly, my name is Creed.
Hey.
And how many times have you driven around while listening to No Easy Way Out?
Only every time I drive to the gym.
Okay, then we're on the... How many times have you sang it at karaoke? That's my go-to.
Ooh, it's not my go-to. My go-to is Baby Come Back by Player.
Okay, all right. I go with No Easy Way Out. I think that is the best sequence in any film I've ever seen. Is when Rocky has to just think about his entire life. We get a montage of the events of every single Rocky movie after Adrian says, you can't win, and he's just driving around at night thinking about his life and Apollo dying. That's my favorite scene in any movie ever. But we're ranking them, right? So that's what we're doing when you come in.
Spoiler alert. Got my
we're going to spoil stuff if we're ranking the Rocky movies here. So if we're ranking, how do you want to do this? Do you want to say... here's the thing. Here's where it started. I didn't say Creed 2 was a bad movie by any means. I said it's probably near the bottom because Kofi said he hadn't seen it yet. And think about it. There's 8 Rocky movies. And I actually just wrote out my order on the fly here. I think Creed 3 is number 6 of 8.
Wait, Creed 3?
No, I'm sorry.
About to say.
Hold on a second. We miss you when it's an expert. Yeah. You don't even know what the movies
are.
Two minutes before we start recording.
I had to put together a list. Creed 2 is the 3rd worst. That's where the 3 came from. It's number 6 of 8. The worst one, we can all agree, Rocky 5, right?
Yeah. But we just say that doesn't exist. We don't even count that.
Balboa fixed it.
First of all, don't just gloss over this. You listed all of them and you completely forgot about Rocky Balboa.
Balboa fixed it.
And furthermore, now you're sounding a lot more diplomatic. See, when we started having this conversation, it was before Woods and E came on, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Rocky's great. You're like, oh, I'm like, I still haven't seen Creed 2. You're like, oh, wow, that's just middle of the pack. Wow. And very, very dismissive, and I was taken aback.
No. I saw Creed 2 twice in the theaters. I was so hyped up with my friend Mike while we watched it. We were punching each other during the training montage. That's how much I like Creed 2.
You must have left that enthusiasm in the movie theater, because you didn't have that same enthusiasm when you were talking about it just now. And I was taken aback because Woods has talked about Creed 2. He says he had tears streaming down his face. And I said, oh my God. And I felt bad that I haven't seen this movie. My brother, this is a movie that has affected his life and I still haven't seen it. And I feel bad about that. And now here you are being dismissive of it. Talking, it's miserable on the pack. And just like, just staunch with me. You know, I'm just, I don't know.
By the way, what's your excuse for not seeing it?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have one.
Everything you just said to Dan about how this has affected my life is what I literally just said to you before we started about how, why have you not seen the movie? You used the same promo.
Yeah, I regurgitated it. Yeah, I regurgitated it. It's recycling. Recycling is a good thing.
But you like the soundtrack, so you've listened to it.
I love the soundtrack. You're aware of it. Yes. No,
And you go to the movies all the time. You love the movies.
On occasion. Honestly, over the past few years, I've gone to see movies like by myself.
And with me. Kofi will go to the movies if I convince him.
Yeah. I've probably only been to like, three, four movies over the past like 3 years or so? Probably four. Okay. So I'm not like, you know, but that's no excuse.
It's free to stream on Amazon right now. It's free to stream.
Yeah.
It's free, really.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's free to stream. Creed 2.
You know, I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Okay.
No, you're not.
I'm going to watch.
You know what? Next week, we want a full report.
Yes.
Book report style too. Yeah, a whole page. One page, please.
It's speaking to the quality of the Rocky series that a movie as great as Creed 2 is near the bottom of the pack. And it's even better than Rocky 3, which is a great movie. Creed 2 is better than Rocky 3.
Wow, better than 3.
I think so. 3 has the best beginning. The Eye of the Tiger montage, where Rocky's kind of selling out. He's losing the Eye of the Tiger, whereas Clever Lang's like pounding the pavement. He's working his way up. He's doing what Rocky did originally. And it's got that great ending with the secret fight between Rocky and Apollo. It's excellent. In between, you got the stuff with Mick. That's interesting. Like, there are big moments that happen. But as a film, I think it is the second worst Rocky movie.
Wow.
I do.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you there. So I love Clever Lang. He's one of the best characters. Like, he's unreal. But I will agree with you because of there's certain inconsistencies in that movie. So for instance, in Rocky 1, as you see him walking around the city, what's he doing? Bouncing a ball constantly. Rocky 3, trains with Creed. They say bounce a ball. He has no clue how to do it. So I'm like, well,
he's getting old, man.
Yeah. And you could say like, oh, he like lost his old ways or something. But to me, it's like, that's not like a forgetting skill, because that's what he did constantly. So like there's little things like that aren't in some of the other movies. So I'll accept that, because they didn't give enough to Clever Lang. They gave him enough to treat you to be like, oh, he's cool. Yeah. But not enough to like understand him.
Yeah. Outside of the very beginning, where I think they really established that character well by being, he's the one that's hungry now. And Rocky doesn't have that anymore. He's the guy fighting from the bottom. So it's got great, great stuff in there, but ultimately second worst Rocky movie. Above that is Creed 2. I think Creed 2 does a great job of being a sequel to Creed 1 and somehow a sequel to Rocky 4 by following up on all the Drago stuff. I think that's awesome. But it's pretty much follows the Rocky formula. So that's why I say it's 6 of 8. So not a bad movie, not dismissive. No dismissiveness in my voice at all when I talk of Creed 2. I love that movie.
Now the dismissiveness.
But. Yeah. Okay, right. So what's the rest of your list so we can get you out of here?
We got Rocky Balboa. It did a great job of making up for 5. It was believable in bringing him back. I'm not going to give a whole soliloquy on every one of these.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa. Yeah. Then you got Rocky 2. Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 are the best like films of the Rocky movies. You know, like these were like Oscar caliber movies, you know, before it got a little campier, which I love the camp and everything. And Rocky 2 was a great film, and Rocky wins at the end. So you get that big thing. You get the great training montage where he's jumping benches and there's like 9,000 kids appearing out of nowhere to chase him through the park. That stuff's good. Scaring the log. Above that, Creed 1. Creed 1 and Rocky 1, I almost see as interchangeable at number 2 and 3.
Wow.
I was so excited for Creed 1 but I was so blown away at how perfectly it kept that spirit of the originals, but made it feel modern. And like that training montage with the kids on the bikes and everything, the music where they did Getting Stronger with that Meek Mill track, I thought that was incredible. The way that built, that's awesome. So I really think Rocky 1 and Creed 1, number 2 and 3, flipping back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then number 1, Rocky 4. It's just it's the perfect film.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about it, I think it's a fair list.
Thank you.
It's a fair list.
Thank you. Not dismissive.
Fair.
The only thing that I would change is I don't think Creed 1 and Rocky 1 are interchangeable in those spots. I think it goes Rocky 1 is second and Creed 1 is third, just because, and the only thing, and it's such a minute thing, when they're doing the montage in Rocky or in Creed, then all like the dudes show up on motorcycles.
Yeah.
What the hell's happening?
That's Philly though. No, that's like a thing in Philly. That's Philadelphia culture. Yeah, man.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's me being ignorant to that. Never mind. So for me, not understanding and being ignorant to it, I apologize.
You're ignorant to the term John, which is very hot in Philadelphia. I was, for people who don't know, J-A-W-N years ago, I was using that regularly and Wood scoffed at me. He almost pretty much wanted to spit at me for using the term John. And I had to school him. I said, John, that's Philly slang and it's sweeping the globe. It's sweeping the globe, so get on it. So, yeah, there's a few things about Philadelphia, the great city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, that you don't know about. Just wanted to put that out.
So, okay, with the John situation, I had no idea about the word John years ago, and then E smartened me up, and I was like, oh, then I heard other people saying, and I was like, okay, because there are times where sometimes I'll hear E say something because he tries to be so on the pulse with everything that I'm like, you might just be trying this one out because you saw a hashtag on Twitter the other day, but this one might die in 3 days.
You know? Oh my.
You see him coming at my neck.
This grace.
Wow.
Oh my.
The disrespect.
Oh my.
How dare you?
He getting fired up. We talking about all this Rocky and Creed. He's throwing the gloves. He's throwing hands over here.
You know what it does to me.
He's throwing haymakers over
How
here.
Dare you?
Dan, great list, but
for the record, I wrote down Rocky 1 first and then I put Creed 1. So
okay.
I think we're in agreement.
Okay. All
I'll
right.
Show myself out. I'll show myself
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. All right,
you
all right,
go.
Right,
you click the button. We'll see. We'll see. I love Dan. What are we doing?
Mailbag, son.
Mailbag. We got questions.
Okay.
I think so.
Man, you know.
We're not really organized here.
No, we're not organized
at
all. We
like to fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, we do. Which I don't understand how people do.
Fly by the seat of your pants?
Yeah.
It's an old witch's trick.
Witch's trick.
Yeah, you know, they got brooms too, and sometimes you forget your broom. So you just use the seat of your pants.
I gotta use the seat of my pants again.
Yes, I gotta use the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
See somebody flying by the seat of their pants. Oh, they forgot their broom. Yeah. Find his broom again. Okay.
All right. So we got questions. Here we go. E, you were kind enough to have the initial tweet, putting it out there, asking people for questions. Kofi and I hit that RT on them. Shout out Rooster Teeth, but we mean retweet. First question is from Carlos. Hot sauce. Tell where it's at right now, in the fridge or on the counter. Go.
Put your hot sauce on the counter.
Whoa, we have several hot sauces in the fridge. Yeah.
I don't have hot sauce in my house.
I'll allow the cabinet too, but I don't know why you need to refrigerate hot sauce.
I don't know why you need hot sauce.
I'll be honest, this is like almost blasphemous, but I'm kind of with you too. I'm not a hot sauce guy.
Oh, yeah. So okay. Sauce. Ooh.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
That's man, it. You know what? I was in a Walmart the other day. They had a whole big aisle full of Sweet Baby Ray's. I thought of you, man.
Yeah, because it started as a little area and now it's huge.
It's Sweet huge. Sweet Baby Ray's. It came up.
Much like John. Sweeping.
There you go.
Sweeping the world.
So hot sauce for me is like, I like stuff that's spicy, but not spicy for no reason. You know, to me, like Frank's Red Hot, awesome. Cause it's a little bit, you know, just a twang to it, you know, but a little, you know, not too spicy.
Oh, he a Texan now. He said twang.
Yeah. I'm not a Texan.
You are.
We're talking about getting a pickup truck too. You said, oh, you're getting a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta be a Texan. I'm not
you're
a Texan.
You're gonna put the Longhorns on the hood?
With a Yeehaw bumper sticker.
You're gonna see Kofi rolling like JBL with the limo?
Oh my school. God. Don't mess with Texas. Everything is bigger in Texas.
It is. How far the cities are away from each other? That's the only thing that I don't like about Texas is how, like, Austin is so far from everything.
It is. Yeah, it's like 2 and 3 hours. And then even in Austin, like, everything is 20 minutes away. Somehow, no matter where you live, everything ends up being like 20, 25 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's the hot sauce, dude.
That's the hot sauce, man.
Dylan S.
Oh, I like that. You go ahead. You read that. That's good.
Dylan S. asks, if you are all single and on the amazing reality show Next, who would get eliminated the fastest? That's a great question.
I think E would.
That what? I would be eliminated first?
Oh. You would eliminate yourself. You would leave. You'd be done with it.
I can see that. I'm just over it. This isn't what I thought it would be.
Get me out of here. Did they pay me already? Yeah. All right, I'm out.
Is that the consensus?
I was going to say myself, but I mean, if you were going to eliminate yourself, then maybe that'd be faster. I'd probably be the first to be eliminated. I'm not that cool. I'm just not cool.
Who wins?
Woods.
So we're saying Woods wins? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I can mesh with pretty much with most people. I can mesh. Find some sort of common ground.
I don't like talking to strangers, man. I was talking about this with Fern the other day and his family. Oh, you hang out with a lot of your neighbors and stuff. I'm like, you know what? The people like next to me and across the street, maybe one other person in the neighborhood, but I got enough friends, man. I don't need any more friends.
No new friends.
I don't need any more friends, man. I got it. My queue is full.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Having like a rapport with my neighbors when I, but yeah, as far as like first dates are concerned and the whole, like when you know nothing or little to nothing about someone and then have to conjure up conversation. And when it gets to the, what is your job? Oh, that's interesting. You're a pro wrestler. How does it feel to take a bump? Like, you know, or get me out of here.
Is it real? Is it real?
Do you think that if you had a more boring job, you would enjoy first dates more?
No. Cause before I was a wrestler, so I didn't enjoy them at all. So it would not help at all. That's why I think it's just easier. And I know it's fraught with issues when you get interested in people who you work with, but there's more of a natural kinship and a rapport, like, oh, you have the same job, you have the same lifestyles, you've gotten to know them in a more organic setting. And for me, that's easier to click with people when you kind of start off as friends or whatever, but just two random people going into, no.
Sounds miserable.
Horrible.
It does. That's an interesting thing that I always like astonished by is when you meet somebody and you're talking to them and you have to build them. So like if you ask me, hey, what are you into? Okay, I'm into anime, video games, wrestling, music, like of all kinds. I like jazz a lot. Like I'll tell you, like, because I know me. But when someone's like, I don't know, kind of everything. Okay, so like, do you like TV? Yeah, what do you watch? I mean, everything. Okay, so do you like the show In Living Color? It's okay. And you have to like build them and you have to make their attributes for them.
It's a struggle.
That's painful.
That's hard. It is painful.
A struggle.
That hurts. So yeah, right. There's our answer.
Or if they say they like Big Bang Theory and then you have to run for the hills.
Wow.
go.
Don't get me started. That's one of the worst shows to ever have any success in the that show. Once I forced myself to sit down, I was like, okay, I don't understand the show. Because, you know, it was on what, TBS? I forgot what it was on. But maybe, I think TBS ran reruns. It was in syndication, whatever. So I would sit down and be like, this show is not good. This is not funny. But I'll give it a shot. And I would watch more and more and be like, okay, this is not very good. But then at one point, I forgot, this was years ago. One time I said, you know what? I'm just jumping into the show randomly. Let me sit down. I think it was 2 hours. I think I watched at least 4 episodes. Let me sit down and force myself to pay attention, remove my bias and just watch this show. And I watched at least 4 episodes, maybe like 4 to 6 episodes. Not one chuckle, not one tee-hee, not one smirk, not one smile, not one source of glee, of joy, nothing. It's one. I've heard that it's on, you can also watch it on YouTube with no laugh track. And I watched it with the laugh track on his spots, but I heard without the laugh track, it's beyond unwatchable. Salute to everyone involved who made a lot of money. The show, I think, had 12 seasons, which is incredible. It spawned Young Sheldon. A lot of people making a lot of money, but my God, it's one of the most unwatchable TV shows in existence. I have a question. Yes.
So how long are those episodes?
They're half an hour. Well, they're 22 minutes, I think, plus commercials.
22 minutes. And you watched, what, 4 to 6 of them? And you realized you didn't like it and stopped watching it forever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't go back. I'm not going to break it back. Okay.
So my question is, when I tell you that I've watched 2 episodes of Breaking Bad and don't like it, you got to watch the whole season to really understand it.
But you watch that?
That's you. That's you. You got to really watch it. That's late night E after you've been eating up on Chester's. Yeah, well, if you just watch the whole season, you'll really like it. So I'm going to punish you. And every time you lose a bit, you got to watch an episode. Which means I watched a full season and still didn't like it. And you guys still chastised me. But my excuse was, no, I watched 2 episodes. I didn't like it. You know, it's whatever. I'm moving on. And you, oh my God, that's only like 4 hours of content. And you decided off of that. You watched 4 to 6 episodes of the show. And then I didn't even cut a promo like you did about it. I just said, I don't think it's as good as everybody thinks it is. I don't like it. It's not my show.
First of all.
You just went in so hard on what? On what? And 90 minutes of content?
No.
You got to rethink it, E. You got to at least 2 hours. Ooh.
First of all, how dare you? How dare you compare Big Bang Theory to Breaking Bad?
Who said that? Who compared it?
You just did.
No, I compared our experiences with the show, E. That's what I compared. Listen.
You put them on par with each other. You put them on par with each other.
No, I did not. I never once said Breaking Bad is this.
That's what you were inferring.
At what point did I say that Breaking Bad as is Big Bang Theory or anything like that? I just said, based on time spent watching a show, you made an evaluation. Did you not?
Yes.
And that evaluation apparently was good enough for you. But when it was the same thing for me, same amount of time, it wasn't good enough. But now it is for you. That's what I'm comparing is our experiences and how we're treated when we have them, E. That's what I'm explaining. So go ahead with what you want to say, because that has nothing to do with the point I just made. Continue.
It's also not a good comparison because if the both of you loved Big Bang Theory, that would be very different. But
I know.
First of all, yes. It's an abysmal show, and I stick to that. I don't know why you need to jump in with your Breaking Bad talk. It's so far away from this original question,
you know,
by the way.
Just to let you
this
know.
This question was about the reality show, who to get eliminated the fastest, and somehow we got into Big Bang Theory, and your hatred for Breaking Bad, one of the greatest shows of all time.
One of the greatest shows of all time. That's not an echo. That was me saying it. you know?
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
All right, you got that, Woods.
All right. Tommy T asked, if somehow your paths were to have crossed when you were in high school, ignoring any age differences, what would your high school age selves have thought of each other? Would you have gotten along well with each other?
Ooh,
no. Mm. But see, here's the conundrum in that. So me, high school age, am I referencing if I like you guys based on you now in your adult age or how you were in high school? Because I don't know how you were in high school.
Well, I assume this is based on, let's pretend we are all 15.
Okay.
And our 15-year-old personalities.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know those for you guys.
Right. But I mean, we can describe them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like we've talked about how we were as kids before.
Okay.
I feel like, so I had very few, maybe no friends when I was 15 because I was very, very quiet. Very quiet. Kept to myself. Just worked out alone. I would play sports and I'd be cool with people. Like I had good relationships with like the wrestling team when I was about 15. So I would say like we were friendly, but I kept to myself a lot. So I don't think it would have been me not enjoying you because of your personality. I think it would be more a reflection of me and my introversion.
Mm. So you were like a real life Clever Lang.
How so?
You just said you would train, you'd work out alone.
Right, but I wasn't hollering at Rocky's girl and
But if put in that opportunity, would you have?
I feel like the Clever Lang comparison is very bad. I will say though, this is again we're getting sidetracked, but we had one wrestling tournament in I think it was in Jacksonville. And it was one of those where for some reason the organizers, as long as you had your last name correct, they didn't care. So our coach was awesome, Coach Dan Newell, and we all decided to take Rocky names as our first names. So I was Clubber Ewan.
Wow.
Yeah, for this tournament.
See?
We had our 215 at the time was Al Payone. He was Thunderlips Payone. We would pop because they announce you over the mic as like coming in the mat next, Thunderlips Payone. It was great. I don't know. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, that's my Rocky.
Yeah. So see, you didn't like the Clubber Lang analogy, and then you went ahead and leaned into it.
But I still was not. I did not have the personality of Clubber Lang.
Man, I think I was like the same then as I am now. I mean, I might have been like a little bit more introverted, a little bit more, but I was cool with everybody for the most part. Yeah, I mean, I guess you said you wouldn't like us because you were too introverted, but I would have liked you.
Yeah.
Don't shame me.
I'd have liked you, Woods.
Yeah, same.
We would have been thick as thieves, you know? We'd have pulled you in. We'd have pulled that personality out, you know?
I don't know.
You know what? Matter of fact, so it's like I was similar thing. So like I played sports, but I was in band and like kind of just hung out with everybody. So a little bit of an introvert because like my close friends, like we would just hang out and play video games or go play like Magic the Gathering at the card shop all day, you know? So like a group of introverted guys, but like we could get along with people. So I feel like definitely you would have been a person that we would have tried to like drag kicking and screaming into the group to force you to hang out with us.
I would have been annoyed by that. I would have, in fact, I probably would have despised y'all for doing that. Because I'm not speaking for all like quiet kids, but the people that are like, hey, quiet guy, come sit with us. We're so annoying. I'm not alone because I can't make friends. I'm alone because I choose to be alone because I like the quiet time. I like being alone. That's why I'm not desperate to make new friend groups. Leave me alone. There's so many people like that who will be like little, you know, I don't want to make a generalization about theater kids, but a lot of people like that who just like to run their mouth and try to be friends with everyone. Some people just want to be left alone, and that's okay. It's okay to check in on quiet people and see how they are. That's okay. But it's also okay to mind your business. That's okay, too.
I feel attacked because you know very well that I was a theater kid. And that's just kind of what we do, okay? We want to make sure everyone is having as much fun as we are because we love having fun.
Well, I'm here to speak for the quiet kids who just want to be alone sometimes.
And that's fine. It's a check-in. It's a hey, how's it going? We got a little party on Saturday if you want to come through. I'll always offer. If you say no, that's fine. I'm not going to bug you.
It's great, but some people go beyond the check-in. Some people are intrusive. That's all I'm saying.
Damn, I feel like me and you, we did all the same thing because I was in band. I played video games. Yep. I was in theater for a little bit.
See, it works. And that's why everybody told me when I was coming up, like, you got to be different than Kofi. They already got a happy black guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
He already did theater. He was already in the band.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll try to change all my life experiences. My bad.
Next question. I'm going to butcher this person's name. It's Uzair.
Who's there?
There,
yeah. Describe your ideal burrito.
Brad, I'm eating a burrito legit right now.
And speaking of which, I meant to ask you this before. So in the intro you did, I looked away for a split second, and I don't know if you did this or not, but I looked, and you had the burrito going up to your mouth, and then I looked away. Did you take a bite of your burrito while you were doing the intro?
No, I was licking on it, though.
Oh. Okay. I was like, man, he didn't even break stride because I could hear you. I'm like, he didn't even break stride in his voice.
Is this a ventriloquist?
Ooh. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'll tell you what my ideal burrito is not. It is not what Kofi tried to describe to us. It's a burrito. It's not flat and pressed. It's not a quesadilla. I love quesadillas, but when I want a quesadilla, I'll get a quesadilla. Mm-hmm. Kofi, I do want to name the place because the food was very good. It's Anna's Taqueria. All right, I have to say it. The food was great, but I don't know what kind of burrito is pressed like a quesadilla. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's not a burrito. And that's fine. That's not a burrito. But just don't call it a burrito.
The food was very good. Anna, shout out to you. The food was great. But when I asked for a burrito and Kofi told me this was a burrito, I had never seen anything like this. Granted, I'm from Florida and I don't have the most authentic burrito experiences.
Now, let me go ahead and cut you off right there because you're getting the story confused. You were talking about
a mafia. Was done talking.
I said, okay. So you're talking about, you were talking about a quesadilla, and the way they do it is that the quesadilla is folded like a burrito.
Was it the opposite?
It was the opposite. Thank you very much. You are number one. You're not answering the question.
But wait, hold on. But Kofi, are you literally still making the point?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying your story is a complete fabrication.
No. So you're saying I went for a quesadilla.
Soil Anna's Taqueria. If that name comes out your mouth, it better be a compliment and putting it over.
I did compliment it. I said the food was great. I really enjoyed the food.
Oh, I don't know what a burrito. So I don't want to hear one negative word. Not a single negative word about Anna's Taqueria. They have the best burritos. They have the best quesadillas. I don't eat cheese anymore, but when I did, that was what I would eat, okay? So good with the hot sauce and the salsa. And guess what? You guys ate all the food. And now here you are years later, coming on complaining about what they're calling their food.
The food was great.
Don't.
So, okay, so then why? So you're saying I went for, I got a quesadilla.
And they wrap it up and it looks kind of like a burrito and they didn't slice it into the triangles like a traditional quesadilla. So you go, oh, that's not a quesadilla.
Oh, no. Coach, no, you got to backtrack on that. You got to backtrack on that. No one was upset about not getting their food cut up for them.
Right.
You were saying, just like you said, it was in the shape of a what? Rolled up like a what?
Yeah, it was rolled up like it was rolled up like a burrito, but like it was a burrito.
So it had the look of a burrito.
And they did press it down just because it wasn't as flat as your traditional quesadilla from wherever you get your quesadillas from. Okay.
Just Google quesadilla real quick.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, Google it up. Yeah, it doesn't.
Show me the first picture, please.
Pressing it. No. Don't.
Man, I might be wrong here. Because the definition is just a tortilla filled with cheese and heated.
I said I was wrong.
You don't have to mock me.
But no, wait. What's the definition of burrito?
Let's look it up. That's a good question. Yeah. Burrito. Yeah.
It's like all rectangles are squares, but all squares aren't rectangles. Well, situation.
I was looking that up. You can go ahead and admit you were wrong too, Woods.
I will not. It's I will not years. Until there's hard evidence.
You already said the definition of a quesadilla.
A burrito is a dish in Mexican and Tex-Mex cuisine consisting of a flour tortilla wrapped into a sealed cylindrical shape around various ingredients.
Mm.
And?
Is that what it was, E?
He already admitted he was wrong.
So I think Kofi was right. I ordered a quesadilla and it came like a burrito, but evidently, according to Wikipedia, which is not the best source, but I'll
no,
go
it's
with
not.
It.
It's thrown out. It's thrown out. It's thrown out. You can't cite Wikipedia as your source. It can be something that you look at, but you can't use that as fact. So if I went to a court of law and I said, well, Wikipedia says here, that's not going to fly, Kofi, is it? No. So it's not going to fly for us here now.
Not only did he say that he was wrong, he also said Kofi was right. Woods, you've said neither. And what?
Because I don't agree with it. Because I don't believe it. I do not believe.
I'm looking at another definition of a quesadilla.
What's the definition of a quesadilla?
And really nothing here says that it has to be pressed flat, so.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So question, Kofi.
Go ahead, Woods. Admit your...
I'm sorry to Anna's Taqueria. I apologize. I take back what I said. I'm sorry to you, Kofi. Is that fine?
Thank you, E! Oh my God!
What is the source you just
read? Don't be hard-headed now.
That was Wikipedia. The other one I think was Merriam-Webster.
I'll listen to Webster. Merriam never did me wrong. Mm-hmm. Miriam never did me wrong.
But neither of them said that a quesadilla had to be flat.
And the apology, Woods? It's got to be out loud, not just in your head.
Wait, why would I need to apologize to you? I've done nothing was done to you.
Slighted Anna's Taqueria.
Oh, I will never apologize to you for something I said about something else.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll say to Anna's Taqueria, I apologize for being upset about the burrito quesadilla situation. But to Kofi, I owe nothing.
Fair.
You don't owe me anything, but you will, out of the goodness of your heart, you will give an apology to me, right?
Because for what? For what, Kofi?
For soiling the name of one of my favorite restaurants ever.
Oh, I have no worries or cares about your
affiliation. Like the deep sympathy that I felt that when I didn't see Creed 2. I was sick to my stomach.
You weren't.
Sick to my stomach.
We've had this conversation many times before today, and you still have yet to see the movie. You're not going to see the movie.
I'm going to see it tonight. You don't take my word?
You're not going to watch the movie tonight.
Not a liar.
We'll see. We'll see what you make yourself.
You gotta make some change. I don't know what's going on with you today.
The choice is yours.
You're throwing haymakers at myself. You're calling me a liar. What's happening right now? What's going on? Well, come on, Woods.
Here's the usual. Just put the words in people's mouth. There it is.
Come on,
there it
Woods.
Is. Next question.
Next question.
Woods, you got it.
Next question is by Father Sasuke. What's the best city you've ever stayed in? Don't you dare. Okay,
Tokyo.
Good.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, don't y'all dare bring up that trip that I didn't go on with y'all.
Oh! That's not Malaysia?
Yeah.
Oh, what a
loop. That was incredible. I will say I do love Malaysia. We had two shows there back-to-back in Kuala Lumpur, and it was incredible. The whole experience, the hotel, maybe the best hotel I've ever stayed in. I took a nice bath. It was incredible. It was also a temple. Was it a temple that we went to? With a bunch of like wild monkeys just roaming around? It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Golden statues about three stories high. Wow. Incredible. It's amazing that places like that exist in this earth.
Oh, I also took a weird picture with a man who was like, he was on my breast. It was like a very weird, it was a hug. And then like WWE put it online or something. I don't know. It was very intimate is my only point. It was great. But anyways, that's not, even though that is up there, I will say as as is your favorite city, I would think, Austin, is 100%. Tokyo.
100%.
Ooh, I don't know. I guess, what are we basing this on? Like the actual city itself or like the crowds or like...
Whatever you want.
I don't
whatever
go out. You want.
What's overall?
Best city you ever stayed in.
That's overall. All
best city I've ever stayed in. I don't know.
Answer it.
Yeah.
Just say something.
Yeah.
Say something. just any city.
I mean...
This is not the SATs.
He might be moving in 2 months, so he's trying to
pick and choose. You know, we like to move. Actually, San Clemente is not bad. We lived in San Clemente for about 8 months after moving from Tampa. We lived in Tampa for 10 years, moved to San Clemente for 8 months. Then we moved to Austin, Texas. Then we moved to another house in Austin, Texas, because we love to move. That's what we do. But San Clemente's good. San Clemente, I guess. I don't know. Terrible. Let's move on.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay. Next question from Austin Barkdahl. This question is for Kofi.
Ooh.
I don't know why this is in for Woods as well, but any tips on being a new parent?
Yes.
Woods got kids too.
Oh, that's the finest. It's not for me. Clearly, my parental guidance is of no use. I just taught my three-year-old how to say butt cheeks and to make me laugh.
Oh, man. I think for me, the main thing that I tell a lot of new parents is to be willing to adapt and adjust. Because if your family's anything like mine, whatever you have planned never happens the way that you plan it, you know? And if you like are hell bent on doing it a certain way, you're going to be frustrated at the end of the day because that's not the way the day is going to go. So just being willing to adapt. I mean, even with like newborns and their sleep schedules, you know what I mean? Like you think that you're going to get a full night's sleep. Oh, no. No, they're going to be up. You know what I'm saying? And you're not. So just if you go into it with the mentality that it's going to change, you will not be frustrated with the way things turn out.
All right. Next question. At Bama Muscle 63 asks, what career path would you all have taken if wrestling didn't work out?
Write wrestling.
He didn't write wrestling. He actually wrote it properly.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I don't think people realize we got hella options.
Speak for yourself.
All right. I got hella options.
I think I was going to finish my master's. I had a year finished on my master's and I had one more year left. And then I was planning on being a PhD candidate for 5 years, so another 6 years of being broke and then probably teaching. But I was, athletics was always my interest. And I was thinking about being an athletic director somewhere at a university, being able to help students and whatnot. That was kind of the plan. But yeah, I took a 180 and now I'm a professional clown.
What you got, Kof?
I don't know. I feel like I would have worked my way into the advertising world because that's what I initially wanted to do. I feel like we talked about this already, but I graduated college with a degree in communications, wanted to go into advertising. I started working for the Staples Corporation in Framingham, Massachusetts. And the job I was doing was not advertising at all. It was those big buyer's guides that went out, the 800-page buyer's guides. And I would be responsible for like, you know, the chair section or like the panel section. And I was responsible for making sure like all the chairs like faced the inside of the book. If the designer didn't put the chair facing the right way, I'd have to tell the designer. They'd turn it the other way. And then I'd have to make sure that like, you know, there wasn't any spaces in between like the periods and the words in the periods. I don't know. It was pretty much proofreading. So I didn't have to go to college to do that. So I feel like eventually I would have just kind of worked my way into like an advertising facility of some sorts. Boston had quite a few and big ones. So I think I would have probably done that or tried to anyway.
I wanted to somehow in some way, shape or form, like be involved with making video games. So I would have just gone into that. But luckily I've been able to do that too. So I don't know. Or else I would have been like a school counselor. That's what I was going to try to do with schools. So do some sort of school counseling, but then have my own setup where we would be using whatever modern and trying to create more therapies, treatments, whatever you want to say about them, for children dealing with autism. That's my background in psychology is children's autism. And so I wanted to try to figure stuff out with that, but with a focus on the family units that are in that situation. So for instance, we always talk about the child who is dealing with it. And then you don't really hear about the interpersonal relationships between like the older brother who's not old enough to understand like why his parents spend so much time giving attention to the other kid. They just see, that's all they see. So like they can't really, understand those things at that point. And then the dynamic between like the mother and the father that are in the situation or the two people who are taking care of the kid. So there's lots of things that go on that don't really get touched on in those scenarios. And so I would have done what I could to shine a light on those and help people that are dealing with them. That's a long answer.
No, I dig that. I also love the that Frederick Douglass quote that you often use is something like it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
There we go.
Yeah,
there
Frederick Douglass said it much better than we did.
Yeah, yeah. That was always paraphrase and just throw some words together. Like this is what it means.
Yeah.
Because kids can teach us so much because they don't have any like prejudices or biases about the world or about other people. So like people always kind of disregard, like kids will say stuff like, oh, your kid, shut up and go over there and like go do some chores. But it's like a 7-year-old can like speak truth.
Yeah.
A lot of times better than a 27-year-old. So that's something that's super important that people need to think about. Anyway. You got the Jordan question?
Let's see. From Jordan, it's 1 a.m. You're hungry and you have $5. $5. You walk into a corner/convenience store and need to satisfy your hunger. What candy/chips/drinks are you buying for your $5?
Ooh. Well,
Can I try to get Kofi's? Can I try to answer Kofi's?
Let's see what you got.
Trail mix?
Yep.
Still, is there not... an issue now because you're you can still eat trail mix.
Yeah, some trail mix has like chocolate, milk chocolate, and like peanut butter and
right.
Weird stuff in there. Or I guess I'm the weird one, so not weird. But no, there's a lot of trail mix out there that has like non-dairy elements to it.
But you used to love the Planters. Can you still eat the Planters?
Yes, I used to love the Planters. That used to be the go-to with the M&Ms in it, you know, the chocolate. I wish they would just make it with like, just like not milk chocolate, just like actual chocolate, because I can eat that. I forget what the name of the brand is, but there's like I think it's like an orange creamsicle, like tangerine. Gosh, I wish I knew what the name of the trail mix was, but that's always a good go-to as well. A ton of sugar. Probably not the best. You think, oh, trail mix, this is healthy, but there's a ton of added sugar to it. But they also have several... like sugar-free options or like just no added sugar options as well. But trail mix for sure. And then I was going to go with the, have you ever had popcorners? So they're these like popcorn chips. They're like in the little triangle. Have you had
them? Oh, yeah.
Popcorn and they squeeze them. I wish they had like more protein in them because I can just eat them a lot. They don't have that much sugar in them. They have like kettle corn flavor and then even just like salt and pepper. So it's like these popcorn chips and they're delicious. And I can't, if I eat one, I eat the whole bag. So
yeah.
That's me.
For me, I don't know. Because I don't really get stuff at gas stations anymore. I'll say like a bag of Smart Food popcorn and an orange Gatorade.
You do love that Smart Food.
It's delicious. It makes you smart.
My answer is very boring. I'll probably go with something like Planters, almonds or something. Get some nuts. Because it's very hard to find anything that you should be putting in your body at a convenience store. That would be my answer. Get some almonds, some good healthy fats.
Nice.
Because if we're being honest, there's a lot of things that we push that we would never eat. We're talking pancakes and bootios.
I've eaten the bootios.
Yeah, but anytime like the last few years we've had to do anything like that or like, hey, eat these, we spit them out. We spit them out.
But D, you have to understand why. Because we get the pancakes early in the morning and they just thaw. I'll eat freshly cooked pancakes. It's delicious.
Not me. And Kofi, would you?
Well, it depends on the pancake. You know, last time we had that pancake breakfast, I told him to get just like vegan pancakes, and I'll eat the poop out of those ones.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. No thanks. Not for me. Some of those protein pancakes are pretty good, but even then, it's still when it's like it's just a lot. It's very calorically dense.
Unfortunately, guys, I know that was a great.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, man.
That was such a great end.
We got more questions.
I know we do, but we got a guest that we got to get on for our next one.
I was just getting warmed up.
I know. We'll bring it back.
Circle back.
The questions that we didn't answer, we'll come back and answer those the next time we do a mailbag. So we really do appreciate you guys putting those questions in for us because we actually do sift through all of them. And then we get the ones we want, the ones that we don't use, we put them in the next time. So please make sure to hit us up with those questions when you see that hashtag AskNewDay. Guys, tell them where they can find you on socials.
You can find me at True Kofi on the Twitter and at The True Kofi on the Instagram. That's all my social mediums. That's it. I don't do all that other stuff. I'm a grown man.
You can catch me on the internets at Xavier Woods PhD, Instagram and Twitter, and then YouTube up, up, down, down.
I am at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Also, make sure you go check out that podcast shirt and stay in the conversation. Use the hashtag New Day Pod and tell your friends to subscribe to this podcast. They can get it wherever they listen to their podcast. Just search The New Day. It'll come up. Click on it. Subscribe for your boys. Like I said, wherever you listen to your podcast, baby, thank you for listening.